Federal Reserve policymakers said today they're keeping interest rates where they are for now. But they also said that next month they'll begin retiring an innovative financial tool that used to battle the Great Recession. NPR's John Idstey reports.
You'll remember that as the recession worsened late in 2008, the Federal Reserve had already cut interest rates to near zero to boost the economy. But the economy was still contracting, says Alan Blinder, a former vice chair of the Fed.
Ben Bernanke and company then were literally at a crossroads. So what do? Give up and say that's all we've done and let's hope for the best? Or start inventing new instruments?
The Fed chair and his colleagues didn't give up. Instead, they employed an unusual central bank tool called quantitative easing. They began by buying up mortgage-backed securities, the very financial instruments that triggered the financial crisis. The aim was to revive the housing sector. Also, the Fed started buying massive amounts of U.S. government bonds to help reduce long-term interest rates and support growth. As a result, the assets on the Fed's balance sheet ballooned to $4.5 trillion from less than $1 trillion before the recession. Today, Fed Chair Janet Yellen said the innovative program was a success,
stimulating a faster recovery than we otherwise would have had.
A Fed research paper found quantitative easing lowered long-term interest rates by a full percentage point. Yellen said today the Fed's decision to wind down the program is a vote of confidence in the U.S. economy.
The decisions that we've made this year about rates and today about our balance sheet are ones we've taken because we feel the U.S. economy is performing well.
The Fed is very gradually paring back its balance sheet to avoid spooking the financial markets. Those markets reacted calmly to the Fed action today. Alan Blinder says over the long run, the move will put upward pressure on interest rates.
If you're buying a car and you finance it with an auto loan, you'll pay a little more. If you're buying a house and getting a home mortgage, you'll pay a little more.
But Blinder said that will happen very gradually over the next several years. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.